Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Macro Opportunities July monthly podcast. Economic data released in July reflected further improvement following unprecedented monetary policy accommodation and government fiscal spending, building optimism it will bolster demand and extend the recovery in spite of a number of headwinds that remain. Retail sales data were particularly strong as lockdown measures were eased and household incomes were protected by government support programs. In Europe, PMI index surveys continued to show strong rebounds in activity, particularly in the services sector. China Q2 GDP saw a return to growth, rising 3.2%, far surpassing expectations. During the month, there was a significant amount of new fiscal stimulus revealed. Headwinds going forward include rising geopolitical tensions between the U.S. and China and concern over a renewed rise in COVID-19 cases seen in a number of countries. So far, a return to the level and scale of shutdowns seen earlier in the year is unlikely, with increased testing capturing more mild or asymptomatic cases. There were a number of positive progress updates on vaccine development, leading the market to increase the probability that one or more could be available as early as the end of this year. In terms of portfolio positioning, Macro Opportunities' core risk positions of investment grade and high yield credit, as well as EM debt and currency, all contributed positively to performance over July, as these markets continue to be supported by highly accommodative monetary policy and central bank purchase programs. Monthly volatility increased, partly due to a significant decrease in the effective duration and an increase in the swap spread widening position. Exposure to the European currency increased, reflecting optimism on the agreement between EU leaders on a 7-year, 1 trillion euro budget to aid the recovery and revive growth. Overall, risk positioning remains focused on maintaining a portfolio flexible enough to withstand increased volatility due to the unpredictability of the spread of the virus and the pace of the recovery. While the front end of the U.S. yield curve is anchored by expectations for the Fed to maintain low interest rates, longer-dated bonds rallied considerably, and the long end of the curve flattened. This reflects the anxiety caused by increased infection rates and geopolitical tensions between the U.S. and China. So for the outlook going forward, Western Asset maintains its base case outlook for a longer U-shaped global economic recovery. This is premised on the view that near-term growth will be severely impacted, but that the shortfall will prove to be largely transitory as policymakers push to resuscitate economic activity. Central bank purchases will likely support continued spread compression and the liquidity of investment-grade markets moving forward. Credit fundamentals will undoubtedly be challenged this year, but we expect a number of sectors to demonstrate resilience, including banking, while others face downgrade pressure. We acknowledge that markets remain most sensitive to statistics around the extent of the COVID-19 outbreak. Once we begin to see declines in the viral spread, ultimately, the power of the very accommodative policies will combine with an eventual recovery in demand to propel the global economy back toward trendline growth. So that concludes our podcast for July. As always, we appreciate your support, and we look forward to speaking with you again next month.
Additional information about Macro Opportunities may be found at our website. The opinions and views expressed in this audio are as of the date indicated. Such opinions are subject to change and may differ from others in the firm or the firm as a whole. This audio is for informational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation with respect to the purchase or sale of any security or product. Statements in this audio should not be considered investment advice and are not intended to be relied upon as a factual prediction or forecast of future events or performance or a guarantee of future results. Likewise, past results are not indicative of future investment results. Employees and/or clients of Western Asset Management may have a position in the securities mentioned.